KCAST Radio, it's your home for Curry and Claypool in the mornings. Classic rock to the bone. A special treat here on the big show this morning here on KCAST Radio. And a friend of mine who I haven't talked to in 20 or 25 years ago, his bands have opened up for the Black Crowes, for Bad Company, Ted Nugent, Peter Frampton, certainly ZZ Top. I know him from a place called Rockingham Palace on West Valley Avenue in Birmingham, Alabama. How about that? It's Austin Hanks, and a lot of people who are listening right now will remember him as that cat from Rattlesnake Mountain and Slick Lily. Austin Hanks joins us right here on Curry and Claypool on KCAST Radio. Austin, man, how are you doing, brother? What's going on?
Tony, oh man, the legend, Tony Curry.
I don't know about that.
I'm out here in Southern California. It's about 78 degrees and sunny and just enjoying things and stoked to talk to you. I'm a son of the Deep South. You know, I grew up in Alabama and lived there for at least half my life. So there's a lot of fun to get done down there.
Well, it's super cool. And we were talking off air just a minute ago. A good friend of mine, J.D. Lyons, who lives down in Delray, Florida, reached out to me yesterday and said, "Do you know Austin Hanks?" I said, "I do." I said, "It's been years since I've seen him in the Slick Lily days." And he says, "Well, you know, he's good friends with Billy Gibbons." And, of course, this on the heels of the horrible news that Dusty just passed away a couple days earlier at the age of 72. He said, "Would you like to interview him?" I said, "Hell yes." I said, "I wouldn't even know where to find him." I said, "I'd love to have him on." So it's amazing, those connections and how it happened. So, man, super stoked to have you on the show this morning. Thank you so much for your time. And just by looking through all your biographical stuff and all the things you've been doing with your bands, you're killing it, man. Congratulations on what a wonderful songwriting and playing career you've had.
Well, man, thank you so much. I've gotten lucky. I had six songs on a show called Sons of Anarchy, and it was like a big surprise cult hit, and that opened a lot of doors. But before that, me and Billy Gibbons had been writing a lot and had a song on their La Futura record. Mm-hmm. And been touring with them a bunch, opening shows for them all over the country, and you know, just out there trying to keep the lights on.
So let's talk. That's obviously the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Dusty Hill passing away late this week or early this week. How difficult was that? Have you talked to Billy? I don't want to be too personal because it's your friendship, but how's everything going with it? Because it kind of came out of left field for all classic rock fans. We never knew.
Yeah, you know, he's been having his issues, and I was out there with them, and I knew of different health issues that Dusty had, and he had a couple of scares. In 2017, I was out with him when he fell on his bus and broke his hip, and you know, all the shows had to be canceled and all that stuff. So he was back and forth with some things. But the day that he died, I had no idea. I was up drinking coffee and my phone rang. It was Gibbons. And Gibbons said, "Hey, man, I wanted to reach out. I wanted to hear your voice. I wanted you to know from me, it's about to hit the press. We lost Dusty last night." And I said, "Oh, no." Wow. And he was pretty shaken up. He was hanging in there. He didn't sound too out of it, but I could hear the concern and of what now, the what now concern in his voice. But anyway, we talked a little bit, and he said, "I got to keep these phone calls going. I just wanted you to know from me." And so about 2 hours later, boy, it was everywhere.
Yeah. We have Austin Hanks on right now. You'll know him from the Slick Lily days. We're in Birmingham, and obviously we broadcast out to the world. We're in over 200 different countries in every state, so people are listening all over the place, and Austin certainly is a worldwide talent. Plays in a band with Billy Gibbons and Billy Gibbons Trio. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes here on KCAST Radio. Your initial thoughts on, obviously, when that happened. I know you're good friends with Billy. How well friends were you with Dusty?
I was close with Dusty, just, you know, hanging out with him, eating in the afternoons and stuff on tour. You got a whole bunch of time to kill, you know, when you're touring and you're walking around the building and wherever the venue is. And, you know, we would always hang out and just talk shop. But me and Billy are like brothers, but me and Dusty were close, like friends, you know, so it hurt. I can't say I was absolutely surprised, but I was shocked of how soon it happened.
Can you speak a little bit about their relationship together? Because we think that when Dusty was here, they were somewhat interchangeable. We saw them on stage together, and certainly Frank sitting behind them. I've been super blessed that I got a chance to get on Frank Beard's tour bus after the, I guess it was the Afterburner tour. And he was telling us, you know, he said the one way you stay together is you stay apart. And the fact that each one of the gentlemen had their own tour bus. And he said, basically, we hop on our tour bus, we meet in the next city, we get on stage, we play a show, and then we get back on the bus and say, and see you in the next city. What was the relationship like between those three guys?
Yeah, so they are very much different personalities. And each one has his own interest. You know, you couldn't beg Billy Gibbons to go play golf, and Dusty and Frank can't wait to go play golf.
Yeah.
So, you know, got a lot of stuff like that going on. So they do have, up until this very day, they have three separate tour buses, and that works out fine for them. And they're super cordial to each other. There's no animosity. It's not like the Eagles kind of stuff, you know, where they're suing each other, but they actually have much love and respect for each other, and they know they one needs the other one to make that ZZ sound. So they get out there and have a ball, and then they return to their wives on the bus and, you know, do their thing.
I am having goosebumps now for about 11 or 12 minutes, man. Love hearing your voice and love having you on the show, on the Curry and Clipo show on KCAST Radio. It's Austin Hanks, of course, formerly of Slick Lily. I'm assuming you still keep in touch with some of the guys here in the Birmingham area. They're probably scattered throughout the country, and has opened up for the who's who of every classic rock band we play here in KCAST Radio, and also plays in this little trio with Billy Gibbons. First question is, do you believe that ZZ Top, as we know it, will continue? And second of all, tell us about this Billy Gibbons trio you're in.
Yeah, so I know that ZZ Top is going to finish out the run that they're on. Mm-hmm. They're currently on tour, and Dusty said, hey, you know, please, while I'm home recuperating, please do not cancel shows. It's been 16 months. Everybody's dying to see us. Please continue and put Elwood on bass. Elwood is the guitar tech for ZZ Top of 20 plus years. And he's like a member of the family. So Elwood jumped in there, and he of course knows the music. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to continue through the year. And after that, I guess they'll, you know, assess what to do next.
Gotcha. And talk about the Billy Gibbons trio that you're in, because I think that is super cool. And some of the cats that are in that band are pretty impressive too.
Man, it's crazy. You know, out of all the, Billy probably knows 100 guitar players, and he called me and said, hey, man, I'm going to put this record together called Big Bad Blues, and I need you on guitar.
Wow.
And I'm going to be on guitar, and we're going to get Matt Sorum from Guns N' Roses and Velvet Revolver and The Cult. Matt's going to play drums. And I said, well, who's going to play bass? And he said, nah, that's too predictable. They'll see that coming. It's going to be two guitars and drums. I said, let's go. So we made a record called Big Bad Blues, and I went out there and toured it and went all over the country. It was a huge hit. All the shows sold out, all that stuff. And then we just made his third solo record called Hardware. We went out to the desert in Joshua Tree and just lived in Airstream trailers. There's nothing to do out there but record. So it was really awesome.
That sounds dangerous.
It was. I mean, rattlesnakes, you know, it was 115 degrees one time when we were shooting a video, but all the content that we shot out there with the making of the record, all that stuff, it's easy to find online. You can pull it up anywhere, but the videos turned out great. And it's kind of like Surfabilly meets desert acid rock. It's wow. Real trippy stuff.
It was quite the entertaining week, and certainly the bad news of Dusty passing away was the sad news throughout the week. But Mick Jagger had his 78th birthday. Buddy Guy had a birthday a couple days ago. I think he turned 93 from a blues and jazz situation. The 40th anniversary of MTV was the last couple of days. ZZ Top always was a little band from Texas. They were the band that brought the blues in. And I know that Dusty, I guess, played with his brother Rocky, was it, early in his life? And Rocky kind of wanted to go straight blues. Dusty wanted to rock it up a little bit. Did they realize how much they evolved the blues movement or the blues genre into more of a rock or a classic rock genre? I mean, I think about the Eliminator album. I just remember just how huge that was on MTV, but did they see what they were doing, or how did they evolve throughout the years?
You know, they had to keep up, and they took 4 years off in the late 70s and kind of reassessed it. And MTV was, when they came back, MTV had blown up, and it was a big, everything was happening in the early 80s. And Gibbons sat down, and he's told me this himself. This is from the mouth of the Rev. He said, he sat down with the record label, and he said, I'm going to make a record with dance beats behind some really great hard rock and catchy songs. And they said, don't do it. Don't you dare do that. You've built a giant following of blues rock kids, and it's all over the world, and you will eliminate your whole fan base if you do that. So just like Billy, he went and wrote Give Me All Your Lovin', Legs, Sharp Dressed Man, all that stuff. Turned it in to the label, said, put that out. And he said, they said, what do you want to call the record? He said, well, you've already named it Eliminator.
Wow. What a great
story. And a huge, huge, huge hit. And he was watching MTV one day, and they hadn't filmed any videos yet. And he said, look at all these pretty boys, Duran Duran and Kaja Gugu and all this stuff. How are we going to compete? We can't. We look like we work at an oil rig. We can't compete with that. And he said, I got it. We'll make the girls the stars. And so that's what they did, and it worked.
And indeed they were. And the car, too. The car was a nice touch as well.
Yes.
Austin Hanks joins us right here on Curry and Claypool on the KCAS radio show. Of course, Austin was with a band called Slick Lily. He is originally right here from outside of the Rattlesnake Mountain outside Birmingham, Alabama. And we love having him on the show, and it's been great to catch up with you because it's been, I can't tell you how many years since I've seen you here in the Birmingham. But do you keep in touch with the guys from Slick Lily at all?
Yeah, I do. We talk all the time, and we even did a reunion show at Workplay. I guess it's been about 10 years ago, and everybody turned out, and we had a ball playing those songs again, and you know, it was a good time.
Workplay is one of our sponsors, so we love the fact that you threw that out there.
So, oh, cool.
So what's next for you? We had our good friend Damon Johnson on a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about, of course, him filling in for Gary Rosington of Lynyrd Skynyrd, and he has been a blessed man, and it sounds like you have just hit all the right spots, and all your hard work is paying off. But what's next for you? Are you just kind of let things, you just roll with the punches?
Yeah, I kind of, I'll never quit my daydream. You know, if you need a guarantee, you got to go buy a toaster. Yeah. You know, there's no way to know what's going to happen next. But I'm always writing. I just wrote a record. The last record I wrote was co-produced by Billy Gibbons, and he plays all over it. So does Ricky Medlock from Skynyrd, and Steve Ferrone, the drummer for Tom Petty, plays the drums. And it's called Alabastard.
Yep.
So a name that I actually a word I created and trademarked, but. So Alabastard is out. It's out there everywhere. And if you want to hear Gibbons and playing on it and stuff like that. So I've been touring that, and I'm getting ready to do a follow-up of that record. And, you know, I subscribe to the three chords and a cloud of dust approach. You just kind of start working on it and see where it goes. And sometimes I get really surprised and delighted at how songs turn out.
Well, brother, we'd love to keep in touch with you. You got my number. If you ever make it within 300 miles of Birmingham, please give me a scream, man. We'll get together and maybe we can meet up in Nashville sometime, have a cup of coffee and catch up a little bit. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate you chiming in, and thank you so much for your time. Let's keep in touch.
Man, the pleasure's been all mine, and you're a legend in my eyes. I've been listening to you my whole adult life, so
well, thank
keep
you.
KCAS radio going for us all.
And the feeling's very mutual. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.